Okay, so the last few weeks, we've been discussing the Yoytzer and Parshas Zacha that ends with the words, Tachlis Shivim Nitla Al Chamishim. Tachlis means the point, the goal, the ending, the Tachlis of the Shivim. Very strange word, Shivim means 70. Nitla, it was hung Al Chamishim. So Al Chamishim, we said, was an open words in the Megillas Esther, because it says that it was 50 high on the tree that Haman got hung on. So clearly Haman was hung on Chamishim. But what does it mean, Tachlis Shivim? We weren't sure what it means, Tachlis Shivim. Why is Haman referred to as the end of 70? 70 what? And we gave already several different approaches on what the number 70, how it ties into Megillas Esther and the story of Haman, and look back over the last several weeks. And we're not finished yet. We're going to do another one tonight. Next few weeks still. So we have an interesting pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yechar semena chazer.
Mi
yo'ar, but we didn't get that word yet. Yes. Which means the boar from the forest. I'm reading this Judaic or English. The boar from the forest means a wild pig. Chazer is a pig. So a land pig. Mi yo'ar means from the forest. Viziz sadai yirena. What does it mean? The boar from the forest gnawed it. It's very. So here it says, I'm going to read the Rashi in both English and Hebrew. That's why we brought this one here. This is an important Rashi. And by the way, Rashi tells us there's something in the Mesorah, and I looked around, some Tehillims have it. And here this has it also. The ayin of the word miyar from the word forest is higher up. It doesn't end. If you have the lines across the page, it rises above. As if it's called, Rashi, I think you used the word here, it's tluya, it's hung. Rashi's first word, miyar ha'ayin tluya, it's hung. And we're going to see the tastu Haman soon, obviously, right? It's hung, which they read in the English over here. The ayin is, they use the word suspended. Better word, to be honest, that's a better word. Suspended as though it was written with an aleph. Rashi adds on with an aleph. Now, by the way, the Judaica says that this Rashi has a lot of issues with it because it was taken out of a lot of prints based on it being potentially bad for the non-Jewish governments at the time. And that they say here. So I'm going to read the Rashi, what this Rashi is. But here we have a very interesting thing. Yechasemena chazim, which means this funny type of land chazer, is from the yar, from the forest. But the yar of the forest, it means ayin tluya. So Rashi, what's with the ayin tluya? And it means it's a mesorah. The ayin tluya says like this. Since it's hung, it's above the line, you could read the word with the ayin, and you could read the word without the ayin. That's what Rashi says. So it could be miyar, means forest. That's how you read it with the ayin. But since it's not equal to the line, it's hung, you could read it without the ayin as well. So Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi adds on a detail, and there's other points, but Rashi's detail is that since it's hung, instead of being an ayin, it turns into an aleph. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, you could read it miyar with an ayin, or miyar with an aleph. Well, what does that mean? What does yar with an aleph mean? That is a word. We'll see in a second. So Rashi says, Zachu Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael are worthy, Harei Oivim Kechayas Hayar. Then the enemies are like the beasts of the river. She'en lem koyach, lalas biyavasha. You're not afraid of a sea lion. That's even a thing. A dragon lion, whatever they call these things. The sea dragons. What's the Loch Ness monsters. Because as long as you're on the land, and these monsters can't come on the land, you're okay. So it's Rashi saying, unbelievable, it's Rashi. Zachu Yisrael, if the Yisrael are good, Harei Oivim Kechayas Hayar, that with an aleph, Yud Aleph of Resh, instead of being Yar Forest, Yud Aleph of Resh, like the Yar, the Nile River, Yar is a Nile, is a river. Yeah. The Oiris. Yar, with an aleph. So it says, if the Jews are good, then it's Yar with an aleph, and they can't come on. Uvizman Shaparoni is Nigzalem, but Nebuch, if Kasha Shalom, the Yidin are not so good, then it becomes Kechayas Hayar. Then the Esav, we didn't say Esav yet, but then here it's just Rashi. Then it says that Yesav becomes like the land animal. It devours everything. Then he says, Chazim Yar is a pasuk in Daniel, which we're going to skip. And then he adds on Rashi, which we'll get to. Why is it called the Chazer? Miksa Simonim Tahara. Because the Chazer has one Simon Tahara. Af. He Yeshua's Chosovis. This also has Chosovis. Right now it's an interesting Rashi.
Wait.
And Rashi here says, because you're right, Rashi in Toldus, Rashi says, told us Chavav Lamedal, by Esau, when Esau was 40 years old, he got married. And Rashi there says, when he was 40 years old, why do you wait till 40 years old? It says, Esau Nimshal, Esau is compared to the Chazer. Why? Quotes this pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk of Yechasema Chazmiyar. He quotes Pasuk Tehillim. Hachazer hazeh kashi shoychev, when it lies down, poishet talof of it, sticks out its hooves, because that part of it is kosher. Lo imaru, look, I'm a kosher animal. Onu kachelu esav is goyzim v'choym semara atzma kashem. They look like they're good guys, but they're really not good guys. And Rashi adds on, until 40 years old, he did everything bad, but then he saw his father get married at 40, he decided to get married at 40. So we have here... Like his father. So we have here Esav and Rashi and told the saying of the Esav is like the this pasuk of the Yechasemena Chazem Yar. When you go to this pasuk Yechasemena Chazem Yar, we have an interesting thing. Now remember, Esav is Amalek and Haman; they're all the same genealogy. So we have here the ayin being Rashi said the word tluya. Rashi says tluya, not my word. In English, it said suspended, but the tluya is hung. The hung ayin. And now we're seeing that this pasuk Yechasem Miyar is tied into Esav, Amalek, and Haman. Rashi over here says it openly. And what does it mean, Miyar? Miyar either means one of two things. Either it means a forest, a land animal, that when it's stark, when the yidden are not worthy, the land animal is a destructive force. Or you can move the iron away from the picture, put it into an aleph, it becomes a sea animal that can't affect you at all. And they add on, very interesting here, they're adding on.
Are people afraid of the sea lion? I thought those were one of the...
Right. As long as you're on the ground. So it says like this. It explains that since the aleph is silent, its absence doesn't matter. Therefore, the suspended iron becomes the air. Okay. This indicates, very important, that Ace of the enemy is compared to both a boar of the forest and a swine of the sea. Okay, we're going to do... Right, whatever. It could be a land animal or a aqua animal. Should Israel be worthy, Esav is like the swine of the sea, unable to harm them. Otherwise, he will be like the boar of the forest, which emerges from the forest and wreaks havoc among civilization. That's what Rashi says. So according to this Rashi, when you read it, according to the way they're learning it, Esav has a chance to be both land animal and sea animal. Land animal is no good for us, but if you can remove the land animal, that's miyar, means forest. That's what the ayin. Wow. The ayin is bad. If the ayin's there, it's bad. But you can remove the ayin and become like a sea animal, not affected at all. But the ayin clearly is representative of Esav on some level, which would mean if we would stop right here, which we're not, but if you stop right here, we would say very simple. When it says tachlis shivim, the etzim of what's called the shivim was hung on 50, very simple. Hung on 50 is representative. What's the shivim? The shivim is equal to ayin. Numerically speaking, ayin is numeric value of 70. So tachlis shivim means what's the etzim of 70? We now have haman, meaning really Amalek and Esav, represent number 70. When the 70 gets hung on 50, so it's another interpretation of those words, but we're not finished with this whole thing we're doing here yet. But right now we have Rashi saying that Esav could be the land or sea animal.
The way the Rav set it up originally, I thought, and the Rav very wisely spoke about the ayin is hung up, and I right away was thinking that this is the Chazir showing its...
Ah, you're going the other way. Right,
showing.
Right. Here we're saying, correct.
That's why the Rav did. Yeah. Sure
that was yeah. But we're focused on that.
Didn't say that.
Yes. Now, others want to explain like this. There's a pasuk that we read as well. All right now, we're just going to be explanations before we get to all the more stuff. We have a pasuk in Bereishis, the end of the brachas of Yosef Atzadik. It says, Ben Pyras Ale Ayin. What does it mean, Ben Pyras Ale Ayin? The Gemara says, Ale Ayin means they're above the eye. Ayin hara. Last Rashi in the Chobez. Vaydar shalinya shaloi yishloi bezaroi ayin hara. They're above ayin hara. What does it mean? Va'av kishabaruch menash v'efrayim. They come from Yosef. How does he bless them? Birchem ke dogim. They're blessed like fish. She'ein ayin hara she'letzes pen, which is Gemara and Brachas, Tavchof. So here you have Rashi saying that sometimes someone reaches above ayin, and we know ourselves from the start of this year that Oyin, that letter Ayin, can mean Esav. Sometimes they're above Oyin, means they're vaccinated against it. They have nothing to worry about when they're like the sea. So I saw brought down a different interpretation. Unbelievable. If we learned in here, which is Rashi, that Esav could be a land animal or a sea animal. As a sea animal, he doesn't affect us. When he's a sea, it's unaffected. When he's a land, we're nervous. But I saw someone else say, no, that's not what I meant. It's the same drosha. The ayin could be there or not be there. If the ayin is there, it represents a land animal. It's a problem. If you remove the ayin, it becomes a sea. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Not that Esav is the sea, and therefore he can't come onto the land, but we are the sea. Because we're alayayin kedogim. We're like in the sea. Kedogim she'ein ayin hara shaletzet bem means we're not ayin hara, could be ayin hara evil eye, but also mean the ayin of what the chazer of the Esav of Amalek represents. So the we both agree that according to both of these interpretations, when the ayin is there, it means land. It's negative for the Jews. When the zachu, that's the word of Rashi, the zachu Yisrael means when the ayin is removed, it's hung, and it becomes something of the sea. We now created two interpretations for the sea. Rashi's simple interpretation, the sea meant Esav becomes the sea, and we're on dry land. Or you reverse it, and we're in the sea, we're kedogim, and we're unaffected by the ayin of the ayin Rav Esav. So the sea is good, land is no good. Why is sea good? One of two interpretations.
An addendum to this.
That's yes.
Inspired. I never paid attention, but as the Rav showed, Yosef is above Esau. The pasuk says, "Vayar beis Yaakov eish, who beis Yosef lahavar, and Esau is kash. Lahavar is above."
Maybe. I didn't think of that.
Kash is being burnt.
Yeah. I have to think of that.
I understand the Lahava.
Maybe.
That's the L.A. argument of Yosef above Esau.
Maybe.
Along these lines.
Yeah. Now, I saw a fascinating thing. The Arizal, normally don't quote Arizals on Thursdays, but the Arizal says like this. There's a fascinating Gemara. So we could spend the whole year on it. Literally. You'd shoot me by then, but a whole year on this. That's how long we can spend this. The Gemara says, and it doesn't fit with what we believe in Judaism, the Gemara says, La asad lavai, the chazir will be a kosher animal. Very strange, cryptic statement. Is it Gemara or Medrash? I think it's Gemara. Yeah, I forgot, I should have looked it up. The chazir will be asad lavai kosher. And the first animal, whatever, we don't believe in changing halachas. And one answer given, there's literally a thousand answers. One answer given, the easiest, not easiest, it's just a hard Gemara to understand, is that not the chazir becomes mutter, is that in the war, when we're fighting wars, during Chemes Mitzvah, we're allowed to eat non-kosher food. Even when we fought Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to walk in and have non-kosher food. What it means, La'asad Lavi, means during the war, not La'asad Lavi V'laylam Bod, during the war, you're allowed to eat the Chazah. That's one of the approaches, but there's a lot of turism to even understand, is it, can you say the Chazah's thing? But the Arizal says a fascinating thing. There's a Gemara Navai Dezar that says like this. The Gemara Navai Dezar talks about which animals are kosher, which animals are not kosher. And it says, if you have the same type of sug of an animal, type of species of an animal, if it's on avodah zara da flamed hey, I think lamed ches, if it's on land, it's considered contaminated, and if it's on sea, it's considered kosher. That's a Gemara and avodah zara, and the Gemara gives a couple of examples of different animals. You have to know what they are in English. You have the article, tell you what they are. Different types of animals that seem the same. Oh, but this one crawls on the land. Taught me this one's only in the sea. It's tar. Gemara and avodah zara. But the Arizal says that because Esav, on this Rashi, not the way we learned, the second interpretation, the first interpretation Rashi seems to say, Esav could be land or Esav could be sea. When he sees weaker, but he is compared to the sea animal. So that Rizal says, because Esav could be land, Esav could be sea, that means he has something about him that's Be'etzem Choshev. Why? Because we know from the Gemara by the Zara, land is Tameh, but sea is Tar. And we said, Rashi said before, that he has something really tar about him. Rashi said that he has schus abis. Did I say that out loud before? I don't remember if I read that out loud. And again, back to the pasuk and Tehillim that we're reading before. So Rashi started out by saying, the ayin is tluya. If the zachu yisrael are or even kachayis ayar, then the yor with an aleph, not. And then he goes on, the last words of Rashi say, like this, v'yeshle miktsa simani tahara. He has miktsa simani tahara. Af hu yeshle schus abis. That means he has something real. Rashi told us when he's mocking and telling us who Esav is, it's like the phrase in America, putting pig on a lipstick. There's a phrase, no? Lipstick on a pig. What does that mean? It means the phrase is that Esav does nothing there. That's how Rashi, that phrase is really from that, I think that phrase sounds like Rashi.
Yeah.
Because Rashi's saying that he's a pig and he tries to say, look, I'm a good to guy. That's probably where it comes from. But Rashi, in the Tehillim, which we're talking about today, Rashi says he does have a real schus. Now, Rashi does not say what you normally would say. He has the schus of kibarav, We always know Esav is Mekabar. That's not what Rashi says. He has schus avos, not the schus of kibud av, the mitzvah he performed. He has etzim the schus. The schus of schus avos, Yitzchak still has something. He's not a father. It's Yitzchak lekarl chazar v'loy kol Yitzchak, and Yaakov took over. We understand that, but on some level, he has a real schus. And therefore, the Rizal says, doesn't add on the word schus. I'm adding it on from that same Rashi. But he says, since it comes out that Esav and Malach Haman have something real to them, that there is a water factor. I'm going to use that word now. A water factor to them. Because at times they're going to be nimshal to the water animals, and the water animals we know can be tar, the Gemara by Dezara. So the Asad Lovei, they're going to focus in on that water aspect of themselves, and therefore they will be allowed to be tar. So when it says the Chazer is going to be tar, it might not mean that, according to Tarizal, I don't know if he means it literally or not, so you know Tarizal's, but it means to be the Asad Lovei, Esav will be tar. That means Esav started out as Esav Russia right now. Whatever mistakes they made, we're not discussing. But Lasa Lovei, Esav will return to the original plan of where he should do something good. And as they say, the Heilige Feta Esav. That's what they used to call him. The Heilige, the great, our holy uncle Esav, because there is something to it. Lasa Lovei, he's going to come back to the fold when everything happens on time. So when it says the Chazer is going to be Tar, so he's saying, yeah, but don't forget, the Chazer is representative from this Pasuk of Tehillim, of what's called Esav slash Amalek slash Haman, and we will be Metal Lasa Lovei. Aye, what do you mean you did all bad stuff? Yeah, you did bad stuff, but you still have a chelik of you that's Be'etzim Dikas Chosavis, as this chelik of Be'etzim Dikas Chosavis, it's allowed. Now, that's the introduction so far on how to explain another interpretation when it says, Tachlis Shivim, Nitla Al-Chamishim Nitla, is what the Tachlis Shivim means, the word, the number 70, means representative of Esav, Haman, and Amalek. That's what they represent, because they are a part of it as well. Now, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, we say it by davening, the Pasuk by Yeshaya says like this. Doc, you remember that friend? Ayin ba'ayin. You know the whole Pasuk?
Ayin
ba'ayin. No, that's this week's Pasha, actually. That's next week's Pasha. Oh, I should have done that. Should have waited for this for next week's Pasha. Hey, Yeshaya Nun Beis Ches. Hold on. Pasuk says like this. Manov Walaharim. That's the sign. How pleasant are the footsteps. Ragli Mavasa Mashmir Shalom Mavasa Toiv. There's all about Mashiach coming, right? Upon the mountains, announcing peace. Heralding? Good tidings. Announcing salvation. Saying unto Tzion, Hashem has reigned.
This is
Camp
Manor, but this is
yeah. Song, now Ches goes. Kol Tzafayich, Nosu Kol Yachtov. The voice of your lookouts, they raise their voice and they sing in unison. Here goes the words. What do they sing? Ki ayin ba'ayin yira. With their own eyes they will see B'shuv Hashem Tzion, when Hashem goes back to Tzion. So there is a concept, open pasuk, that when the two ayins are seeing eye to eye, that's what I mean, ayin ba'ayin, when they see eye to eye, will be when the redemption comes. Now, according to what we're saying here, we have a very simple interpretation. Because La'asad Lavi was saying that because Esav has a chelik of water, Esav has a chelik of tar, Chazer will be tar, so we can say, yes, ayin ba'ayin is going to be when Esav's ayin is normal size to our ayin, and at that point in time is when we're talking about Mashiach coming, B'shuv Hashem Tzion, hopefully B'karav, we should have it. But that's not all. It's a gevaldige chida. This is what's important. The Chidah says, as I said before, that the ayin of Yechasemena, Chazem Yar, is Teluya. But when you look through the Svarim, this doesn't have it. It's not only Teluya, meaning, what was the word you used for? Hung, there was another word. Suspended, right? Excellent. Not only suspended, but as we know from the Masorah, we have in the Masorah as well, some letters are enlarged and some letters are ensmalled. Ensmalled, that word? Ensmalled. Right? Some letters are tiny, some letters are larger. Right? And the Messiah says, not only is it Tluya, if you look it up, in Rashi says Tluya, but in many cases it says Tluya Viktana. It's hung and it's tiny, which really means you can read through the word without it's mamish, you mamish can read the word this way, or you can go up and down. That means it's above the line, the ayin, and it's also small. It's just, and again, Tluya is good, because the same interpretation we're saying until you read it, but it's Tluya V'ayin as well. And the Chidah says a fascinating thing. He says the small ayin of Miyar is connected what? The large ayin of, that we say every day. Every day in davening, In the Torah, we have a pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the ayin is enlarged. Right? Yeah, we're not going to the Dal now. Correct. That's maybe next week. Shema is, yeah. That's Yisrael just started. That's next week then. Shema, the ayin is large. So the Kiddush says that when the Jews focus on the ayin of Shema, that's enlarged, means focus on it, it's to counteract the small ayin of the Chazir, of Miyar, of Esav, of Haman, of Amalek, to get rid of them. When we want to get rid of them, we have to focus on our ayin.
Again, our ayin, where's the good ayin?
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, that ayin.
Shema Yisrael. Now.
Could be ayin
from Amalek? That's what I'm talking before. The ayin behind is the pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeah. But here we're saying that here it's large and small. If you look at the Sefer Torah, the fonts, the small ayin, Miyar, and the large ayin in Shema. Now, what's the ayin and the ayin? This is what Chiddush says. The Chiddush says when the ayin of Shema, when the Yidden focus on the ayin of Shema, they get rid of the ayin of the Chaz of Miyar. There's many interpretations, but I'll tell you something unbelievable. The Rekeach, which we've been quoting many times over the last few weeks, a Rishon, who has mystical stuff, he says when Haman came against the Jews, what did he say about them? Am mefuzer mefurid. What's the next words? What? Am mefuzer mefurid. They're a nation that does what? That they're spread out. Haman is talking to Achashverosh and he's making fun of the Yidden. And we said, the Gemara says you did in Megillah that lekaman the lishna bisha. Haman's words were against the Yidden. Yeshna am, it's ches, gimel ches. Yeshna am echad mefuzer mefurid ben am, b'chol medinas mochasecha. What does it mean they say him? So normally you say they're outsiders, right? They're outsiders. The Rekeach says, Doseyem means, we'll see in a second, Shoinos Mikolam, Rosh Tevis Shema. Till today you should have said anything that's supposed to mean. Rekeach.
The Rekeach, sorry.
Shoinos Mikolam. Shoinos Mikolam means Shema. They were saying that he was trying to tell Achashverosh, don't worry about them. As long as we focus and get rid of their Shema, our ayin is stronger. And the Medrash says that when Haman built the tree of 50 Amos tall, and he wanted to bury, and he wanted to hang Mordechai. When did he want to bury, when did he want to hang Mordechai? Do you remember? It was the middle of the night. When did he say he's doing it? The next morning, he said, no? Well, I'm saying, what time of day? It was during that, he said, the next morning. There is a Medrash. The Medrash, excellent. The Medrash says that he wanted to hang Mordechai bizman Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar. Wild Medrash. Why? Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar. He was trying to show that our ayin of Chazim Miyar beats your ayin of Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kev Hashem Echad. That's what it means. And therefore, we have an ayin to ayin facing each other on the number 70. And when we get rid of their 70, we build up our 70. Now look what it says here. By the Pasuk, what does Rashi say by Shema Yisrael? Rashi says by Shema Yisrael like this. Hashem. Now we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu means two different types of attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem meaning mercy, Elokeinu meaning din. But really, you should know it's Hashem Echad. It's one, even though it doesn't always look that way, but it's one. Right. Rashi says, Hashem Echad. He's going in those words, but it's really on the whole Rashi. Now we're going to see it. You're going to get two for two now. Three for three. Shehu Eleikeinu. The Hashem Echad is really the same as Eleikeinu. Ata, right now, he's Eleikeinu. He's our Hashem. V'lo Eleikei Umas. He's not the Eleikei of Umas. Rashi in the Veschadon. V'shma Yisrael. You can say, "Hey, Elohei Umos, not the God of the other nations. Who also the Hashem Echad? It's going to be one nation." Shenemar quotes a pasuk here. In some of the gersois on this, it adds in not the Elohei Umos, adds in the Elohei of the Zion of the Shivim Umos, which means like this: while we live in this world right now, we're under the auspices directly under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the rest of the nations, 70 nations, which we discussed a few weeks ago as well, they're under their own sar, whatever that means. And that's how the world goes. But at a certain point, we're going to destroy that concept, Hashem Elokeinu, of that big ayin of Hashem Elokeinu, of there being 70 different aspects, and everyone's going to be under the Hashem Echad, under Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn from this again that the idea is when we're talking about the number 70, it clearly represents the essence on some level of what Esav represents. Like the Rashi in Tehillim says. The Rashi in Tehillim says that Esav has two aspects to him, only land and sea, but he represents the ayin of the chazer and the over there it represents it. And what we have to get to is to finish off this concept of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, of the ayin umas. We have to get to Hashem Echad when there's one, and that's when we destroy Amalek, we become one world together, and that will be Emet Shem Bekarav Mamash.